As we await a big U.S. Supreme Court decision in coming months that could decide the fate of Roe v. Wade and nationwide abortion access, states are introducing their own abortion laws. More than 500 abortion restrictions were introduced in 41 states in 2022, according to the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. And on the other hand, more than a dozen states have moved to codify the right to an abortion in state law. Joining us for an update on what's happening is NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Can you explain why state legislation is such a focus right now?
Yeah, well, of course, if Roe versus Wade and other precedent guaranteeing abortion rights is overturned this summer, then the issue would really go to state legislatures. And just by way of background, of course, Roe is the famous decision from 1973 that legalized abortion nationwide, but there have been several subsequent decisions that affirmed and refined that right. But for almost 50 years, that's been the law of the land, that in essence, states are very limited in the degree to which they can restrict abortion, particularly after viability, so after prior to viability, that is, prior to the point when a fetus could survive outside the womb. States are limited in what they can do. This summer, the court is expected to issue a decision regarding a Mississippi case involving a law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, which, of course, is well before viability. If that law is upheld, and also depending on how the justices write that decision, it could open the door for states across the country to enact laws banning abortion to a much deeper degree than they currently are allowed to restrict it. And so we've been seeing a flurry of activity in state legislatures really for a few years, and it's heated up quite a bit this year, looking ahead to that.
Texas has another type of ban. Texas banned abortion after around 6 weeks, and private citizens there can enforce the law through civil litigation. So remind us how this type of law works and which states are following Texas's lead.
Right. So Texas lawmakers used a unique legal strategy. Rather than writing a law where typically prosecutors would bring charges against someone who violates it, which is the way most abortion bans in the past have been written. And I should say, in the last few years, we've seen a lot of red states essentially pass laws prohibiting abortion after, you know, about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, early abortion bans, which fall pretty clearly well outside of existing precedent. Those always get blocked in the courts. So what Texas Republicans did is they passed a law that used a completely different mechanism for enforcement, allowing these lawsuits from private citizens to be filed against abortion providers and others accused of violating the law. That has functionally shut down most abortions in Texas, and it's managed to withstand all the legal challenges so far. The Supreme Court has repeatedly declined to block that law. It's been in effect since September, and now we're seeing, you know, a lot of patients traveling out of state, overwhelming the healthcare infrastructure in surrounding states, and we're seeing more states, primarily red states, of course, looking at Texas and saying, let's try that. So most recently, Idaho passed a similar law modeled after the Texas law with the civil enforcement mechanism. And Governor Brad Little signed that into law last week. Just today, Planned Parenthood announced its suing in the state Supreme Court to try to block that law. We will see how that goes. If they're not successful, it's supposed to take effect in just a few weeks.
And quickly, there are the bans on abortion pills or medication abortions. You've covered this closely for NPR. What's the latest there?
Well, as of about 2020, according to the Guttmacher Institute, more than half of abortions in this country take place using pills, not surgical procedures. And that's something that certainly abortion rights opponents are noticing. Many states already restrict abortion pills in various ways, but we're seeing a lot more states trying to do that this year. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota just signed some legislation along those lines. There's a bill advancing in Georgia's legislature that would prohibit the use of telehealth to prescribe abortion bills. And Planned Parenthood says some two dozen states have similar bills working their way through their legislatures this year.
About 30 seconds, Sarah. On the flip side, we've also seen an uptick in states advocating for abortion access. Which states are leading the charge quickly?
Right. New Jersey passed a law putting the right to an abortion in state law. And just this week, we saw Maryland's legislature approve a similar bill. We'll see. It goes to Governor Larry Hogan now for his signature.
And that's NPR's national correspondent, Sarah McCammon. Sarah, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you.